Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let us quieten our hearts in thanksgiving and prayer. Holy and righteous God, our dear Heavenly Father, as we have come here to gather together, dear Father, we wish to express our thanks to you for the many gifts and blessings that you have bestowed upon each and every one of us. We thank you, dear Father, for our homes, our families, all that you have blessed us with in this temporal life. Dear Father, we thank you for those dear escorts that you have given unto us to help us on this narrow road which leads to heaven. But above all, dear Father, we wish to thank you for this greatest gift, this gift of your dear Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, whom you saw it good, dear Father, to send into this world to save sin-fallen mankind. Dear Father, we humbly thank you. Dear Father, we pray this morning that you would help those who are struggling with difficulties in this life, whatever trials it may be. Remember them, dear Father. Give them that assurance that they too, even amidst those trials of life, have reason to rejoice. For their names are written in that Lamb's Book of Life there in heaven. Dear Father, remember those who are in the service of this land, in far off places. Comfort and uplift them in their place of watching. And we pray this morning, dear Father, that you would give words of utterance to those servants who are serving you, dear Father, in whatever place it is throughout the land this morning. Make your will known. Give ears to hear. Give hearts to believe this precious message of your dear Son. And we enclose all our thoughts and prayers in that perfect prayer that your Son has taught us. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. For our study this morning, we will pause around God's holy and precious Word. We will read the Psalm text set aside for this Sunday. I am going to read the entire Psalm. It's 8 verses. With that prayer to God that He would give unto us as He sees good at this moment. The words are in Jesus' name. Out of the depths have I cried unto Thee, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let Thine ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications. If Thou, Lord, shouldest mark iniquities, O Lord, who shall stand? But there is forgiveness with Thee, that Thou mayest be feared. I wait for the Lord. My soul doth wait. And in His words, and in His word do I hope. My soul waiteth for the Lord, more than they that watch for the morning. I say, more than they that watch for the morning. Let Israel hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is mercy, and with Him is plenteous redemption. And He shall redeem Israel from all his iniquities. Amen. And dear brother and sister, coming here before you this morning, feeling many doubts and fears, I ask if I can hear that gospel. Today, as we already heard in the opening, welcome is the fourth Sunday in Advent. Christmas is right around the corner now. The theme for this Sunday is the birth of the Lord is nigh. As we have heard, this Advent season, this time of Advent is a time of waiting. This waiting that we as believers experience, we could say is twofold. We are awaiting that Christmas time that is just a few days away where we celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Dear brother and sister, isn't it miraculous how year after year this time of Christmas is such a joyous time? We can only rejoice and thank God. There, right in the beginning pages of the Bible, where we witnessed that time of Adam and Eve there falling into sin in the garden. This is where we carry that inherited sin that we cannot even avoid. Dear brother and sister, we have inherited this flesh and blood that we carry, that is so prone to thinking evil, so prone to saying things that we wish we wouldn't, so prone to doing things that we wish we wouldn't. Right there in the beginning pages of this precious Bible, there was that promise from God Himself that He would send a Savior into this world to crush the head of that serpent. And so He did. That promise of God was fulfilled. And so, year after year, dear brother and sister, we celebrate this time of Christmas. But isn't it so? For we, as believers, we celebrate this time of Christmas daily. Isn't it how it is, I'm sure, with you as it is with me, that we need to hear this gospel? So often, it gives us strength. For the endeavor of faith. Oftentimes when sin besets us, we are just as this psalm writer here writes in this red text that we read today, how he begins, "Out of the depths have I cried unto Thee, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let Thine ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications." It's important, dear brother and sister, to pray to God. Pray to God when we have fallen into sin, that God would give strength to make those footsteps to the grace fountains. There's great power in prayer. God hears our prayers. God hears even those smallest sighs. And this is how God answers our prayers, is when we are able to go to a dear brother or sister and speak of that which is troubling us. It certainly isn't on our own power and strength, is it, dear brother and sister, that we are able to go and speak of the matters that are weighing us down. But God has sent those angels here among us. This gift of faith, dear brother and sister, that we enjoy and that we own, it is a precious gift. A gift that the human mind and the outside world cannot even begin to comprehend. But it is only through that Spirit which God has gifted each one of us with, through that Holy Spirit, God's Spirit, we are able to understand what a precious gift we have been given. I recently had a conversation with one on the outside of this kingdom. And as we were discussing there, it was even more revealed to me what a gift we have been given, and how blind they are on the outside of God's kingdom, and how through their own righteousness is how heaven is attained. We discussed matters of forgiveness, and I asked this one, I said, how do you have your sins forgiven? They told me that they own Jesus in their heart and that they pray to God. So I brought this one back to, in weakness, through examples of Scripture, in how forgiveness cannot be attained through prayer. Nowhere in the Bible is there an example that someone has been forgiven by praying to God. Oh yes, God has heard their prayers when they have been sorrowing over sin. God sent angels before those ones, and He continues to do that today. Jesus Himself, and I reminded this one, Jesus Himself said, "Where two or three are gathered in My name, there am I in your midst." Why did Jesus give this example and instruct us that where two or three are gathered? Because there needs to be at least one there that owns the Holy Spirit in their heart, by and through believing on the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Believing their sins forgiven. Then there is that, when one believes in this way, there is that power. It isn't our own power, is it, dear brother and sister? It is the power of God, because it is God's Spirit. And this is how we are able to preach the gospel to one who is penitent. This is how it was there in the beginning pages of the Bible. This is how it was there in those New Testament examples. We can think of Philip and the Ethiopian eunuch. We can think of Peter and Cornelius. Think of Nathan going to David. All these examples, there were always two, at least two present. Jesus Himself, before He left, He told the disciples that I give unto you the keys to the kingdom of God. What were these keys, dear brother and sister? It was that Holy Spirit which descended on them. The keys to loose and the keys to bind. This is how God does His work today. It's by and through sinful man, by and through pardoned sinners, by and through those who own that gift of the Holy Spirit. But this is what the outside world does not understand. And when I was speaking to that one, I realized what a gift we have been given, dear brother and sister. Hold on to this precious gift. Put sins away when they beset. That is how simple this faith that God has blessed us with is to simply put sins away. Then that way to heaven is so clear. Oh, how the enemy of souls wants to muddy the waters. He wants to confuse each and every one of us. And that is His purpose. And that is who He works on. He works on those who believe, because He has already deceived those in the world. When we think about Christmas, what a precious time this is, dear brother and sister, that we can own the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in our hearts by and through believing on that resurrected Lord. Dear brother and sister, He defeated death. He went into those depths of hell for those 3 days, but He was victorious for you and for me. Hold fast to this gift, dear brother and sister. Put sins away when they beset. Oh, what a precious reward that awaits us when we can lay down this travel staff of faith and be joined with God Himself and be joined with those dear saints who have gone before us. They are, those ones that have gone before are enjoying that eternal Christmas. And isn't it each and every one of our prayers today that we would one day get there as well? And so it is we pray to God, Lord, hear my voice. God hears our prayers, dear brother and sister. God knows our hearts. God knows us so personally. He knows our weaknesses. He knows our faults. This is why He sent His Son down from heaven. So that you and I could have this living hope of heaven. Isn't this what this faith is, dear brother and sister? How the writer to the Hebrews says faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. In Romans here, it also speaks of this hope. It says here that, for we are saved by hope, but hope that is not seen, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for? But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. An example that we could use to Maybe for you children too, it's easier to understand. I'm sure each and every one of you have asked for a gift for Christmas, haven't you? And you wait quietly and wait patiently for that Christmas Eve or Christmas Day, whatever your rituals are there in the home when you open gifts. So you wait there in hope, right? In hope that you get that for which you asked for. So that Christmas Eve time rolls around and you get to open that present. And once you open that present, there you see what you got. So there no longer is it hope anymore, is it? But there you see that which you have hoped for. Dear children and dear brothers and sisters in living faith, it's not this that time of waiting that we experience now. This time of Advent, we await with that hope that one day we will see the shores of heaven. And by clinging to this gospel message, putting sins away as they beset, there one day will that hope be changed to seeing. It pays to believe, dear brother and sister. Pays to put sins away. Even now, just as you find yourself maybe filled with heavy doubts, maybe sin is burdening you, uplift your hearts and believe all of your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and precious blood. Maybe there is that one lonely one there listening on the internet that does not own this gift of living faith in their heart. You, dear one, God is calling you. You too can uplift your heart and believe all of your sins. Even that greatest sin of unbelief forgiven in Jesus' name and precious blood. What a great gift God has sent down from heaven, dear brother and sister. And so this text here continues that if Thou, O Lord, shouldest mark iniquities, O Lord, who shall stand? But there is forgiveness with Thee, that Thou mayest be feared. This is why God sent His Son into this world, so that we could believe our sins forgiven in His name, in Jesus' name. Not in anyone else's name, but in Jesus' name. It was He who hung on that cross because of His love for you and I, dear brother and sister. His love for the entire world. And so it continues here. I wait for the Lord. My soul doth wait, and in His word do I hope. Oh, how precious this Word of God is, isn't it, dear brother and sister? That in His Word do I hope. This Word of God, this gospel message, is the power of God unto salvation for everyone that believes. And this believing is simply this, believing our sins forgiven in Jesus' name and precious blood. And so we wait, and we wait patiently for that call which will one day sound for each one of us. So recently our dear brother was called to that eternal Christmas. This is how it was for him. He waited patiently for the Lord. He endeavored to put sins away as they beset. And so it is with us. Dear brother and sister, it is a simple faith. And it is so simple, but the enemy of souls wants to endeavor to make it difficult. He wants to whisper those many, many lies to each and every one of us. Don't listen to the enemy, but rather listen to the Spirit of God that dwells within each and every one of you. It pays to believe. Believe all sins and doubts forgiven. In Jesus' name and precious blood. In Jesus' name and always blessed name. Amen. Let us quieten our hearts in closing benediction. The Lord bless us and keep us. The Lord make His face shine upon us and be gracious unto us. The Lord lift up His countenance upon us and give us peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.